It's time for good vibes right here on Active FM. Yeah!
boy CJ, listening to Active FM. You know what it is, time to turn the world upside down.
Unfortunately, we are still on the song.
Oh,
but anyway, welcome. It's Monday. The best way to start your week is with Active FM. Goodbye.
Active FM.
Himata.
Active FM.
Hashawankala.
Right.
And it's beautiful Monday, and we are here. We are ready. We are awesome and pumped up to start your week on an epic note. We hope you had a good weekend, actually.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
Do you?
Yeah, I do, actually. I care about our fans, I hope they had a lovely weekend. They were excited, you know, they couldn't wait. They're like, can somebody just pass so that Mandra could come?
I hope they called OG.
You just enjoyed a beautiful, awesome track. Take us back by Active Worship. Boom, boom. Take us back.
We're going back to.
Hopefully not to 2020.
The first start,
though. No. We're not going back there. Our topic today is January.
Why?
You have to say the Jan and the Wari.
I want some input on these topics.
But you did have some.
I want input.
You had it. We did the fish
I'm
thing.
I'm serious.
We're considering the fish thing. Yes. It will be.
If I don't start calling some chefs, I'm out of here.
So it's January. January is always the broken March is when you say you march out of the situation you are in. So business time is over. Reality is, you know, it's kind of kicking in.
Some of us don't.
No, kind of.
People are too lazy to
start to sit back, you know.
Schools aren't even open
yet. It's like, oh, it's back to life.
Oh, yeah.
Back to
the end.
So it's back to school, it's back to work, it's back to life, back to routine, back to new things. You plan for your life.
Well, a routine isn't new, is it?
If you haven't had one, there's plenty of people that don't live with routine. You'll be shocked.
You have a job.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you get up for. You're like,
exactly.
It's another day.
That's when you got to deliver.
So, this is where most people despise January because they're low on cash. Their bank accounts is looking a bit shady there because festive brought all these new awesome things and they just went on a rampage and just bought things and, you know, start going crazy. But I think that's what festive is about, you know, because you only do it once a year. So people say...
And you don't know if you'll survive till the next Christmas.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll be right.
Eventually you'll be right. So you're going to go through some things and big points on why people just feel broke during this time of the year. You'll be surprised, actually. And just shed some light on the good news of January. Yes.
January.
Okay, that's Afrikaans. But anyway...
No, it's Japanese.
Why is my bank suffering? There's a number of reasons.
Because you're an idiot.
No, I'm kidding. Specials, things that are on special. Buy one, get one free. Get your discount today.
Just buy what you need.
A lot of people lose money by thinking they're investing in spending money on specials, but actually, they also actually just lose
money. Just buy what you need. Don't buy necessary.
It doesn't really last long, and with all the friends and family that's coming, do you know that 89% of your salary goes to food only? In a family of four, just imagine you're a family of like 10.
And then you still have a dog.
Or like six.
Another mouth to feed.
Another mouth to feed.
Tell me what you need.
That's where people just go crazy. And also, you know, the retail business is so gullibling.
What?
Is that a word? Gullibling to people. It makes people so gullible.
Oh, okay.
That they take their savings, you know? They like go crazy and buy stuff. We're not saying don't buy.
We're saying buy what you need.
But we're also saying just be cautious on what you buy and also be mindful of the things that you are buying. Because you have to consider January is like the longest month ever. Mm. Is January.
Maybe February is the shortest.
Yeah, thankfully. Is it leap year this year?
No, it was last year.
And then another 4 years.
Tell me what you need.
So, people spend most of their money and just, they eat a lot. Also, you know,
that's
a lot. There's nothing wrong with eating, but like, just cut down a little bit. You'll see the improvement on
just
your wallet.
Dry bread.
And the second, no, don't be homeless. Just the second one is to improve your life. There's nothing wrong with making improvements. But also, if you cannot afford to do it, then don't do it. That is also one of the top reasons why people do not have money this time of the year. Because they go out and they buy all the fashion clothing and the bougie life. If you cannot afford to do it, don't do it. You're actually saving yourself a lot of heartache and pressure. Like if you're surrounding yourself with women that just want to be bougie all the time, you need to get yourself some new friends and step away from that kind of lifestyle.
Mama.
Also, if you work really hard for the kind of lifestyle that you have, there's not a problem with that. If you can afford it, then sure, go all out. Go insane. Do what you want to do. But if you can't afford it, obviously January is going to be the toughest time. You know, there's people that sit and they think, oh, why is January so difficult? But you don't remember what you... And the sad thing is, most of us can't even show what we did with our money. During the time of history.
With a last blast.
So we spend countless money on stuff, beauty products, Botox. There's women that spend thousands of rands on that. There's a lady that bought a brand new car. She used the rent money for 2 months to buy the car. And now she has a car.
What does car have to do with Botox?
No, it's the thing
you just said away from Botox.
It's the things we spend on. Expensive clothing. You don't have to have a name brand or something expensive to be beautiful or to be flashy. Like there's this lady that used to buy clothing on Craigslist. Right?
Oh.
So she, yeah. That internet thing. She used to buy.
Oh, Alex.
She used to buy clothing on there. And then
Facebook
she like, she had such a beautiful way of making it her own and designing it herself. It was so mind-blowing. It was so mind-blowing. So do that. Get hip with old things that you have and make it look awesome. I know life is short, but also just remember that you can't just go out and splurge money the way you want to because you also have a life to love and you also need to survive. You also need to survive the next level of your life. Like, honestly.
I will survive.
And then the other reason, the most common reason why people miss out and lose money in January is they want to prove a point. They want to have what their friends have. They want to have the flashy that other people have. Those are not your friends. Let's just clear the air. You need to give yourself a new
celebrities.
Yeah, those are people that can afford to live that kind of lifestyle. If, like I said before, if you're a really hard worker and you really want that kind of lifestyle, then obviously you have to work like extremely hard to get it. But if you have friends that's just a whole lot of materialistic people, yeah, it's not going to work for you. Like Israel's really high maintenance, by the way. For those people that are wondering, Israel's very high maintenance. Be yourself and be wise with your cash and surround yourself with people that are smart minded and not materialistic minded. As we all know, it's time to go back to school soon. I know.
Take you back to the beach.
No, not to the beach.
I don't have that problem anymore.
School. School. Back to,
I don't need to worry about school anymore.
Back to reality. So we're going to give you some really weird excuses that kids use for not going to school. Like, it's the funniest
hungover.
Thing ever. They what?
Hungover.
The kids.
Hey, it's 2021.
This shouldn't be allowed at all. So the first one was, this kid was so funny. It was quite a stupid excuse anyway. But his mom still allowed him to stay at home on this specific day. He told his mother he's extremely ill. No. And he thinks his teeth broke while he was sleeping. So he went to his mom and somehow...
That's understandable.
He like covered...
Sleeping is dangerous. He can break anything while you're sleeping.
Don't sleep! Save your life!
Yeah.
So he stuffed his cheeks with like cotton balls and he was like, you know, mom, I'm not feeling very good today. I don't think I can
get this. You know what? The creativity is there, mom.
And then the mom's like, oh, you look good. those lines will ever work on our parents. Like,
if they're African, it doesn't matter. They were like, go to school.
And then the most common one was the last minute school homework. When you come home and you're like, I forgot to do my homework.
What homework?
So I can't go to school today because I didn't do my homework.
What homework?
And your mother's like, why didn't you do your schoolwork? You have to stay at home then if you didn't do your schoolwork.
What homework?
Like homework. Like, you
know, what homework?
Today class can give you homework at 12 plus 12 is 24.
Nice. Who gets homework after closing?
You'll be surprised. There's some teachers that wanna invest in their children's future. And then this one was the funniest one. Where the child said, I'm still sick from last month's flu. He's like, you know, I think that flu still got me. I can't go to school.
You know the guy?
Yeah, he goes, nice. And the child was like, I can't go to school today. Do you remember last month? I was so sick. It's happening today. I feel it. It's coming on. Can you feel
it? I feel it coming.
I feel it coming. I feel it coming.
It's Tuesday.
Coming up. Hey, on a Tuesday.
Okay, we don't know.
There was actually a video that teaches you how to be sick in order for you to skip school. This was the most fascinating thing ever. I was totally mind blown by this guy. Wrong way of teaching. So the first one, apparently to him it works. So the first one to skip school is slow motion action. Like, you're always like, you're moving really slow. And your mother's like, oh, is that moving too slow? He needs to stay at home today. Oh, he's moving very slow.
I'll just ask, hey, get a pep in your step.
That's how parents will be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you moving so slow? So this worked for some kids. When they just moved like slow and they were just like lethargic.
Oh.
Yeah, and the parents are like, oh.
We know what the problem is.
My son, what's wrong? And they're like, I don't feel so good today.
Parents should be more intelligent than that.
There's a lot of parents that didn't care.
Tell me what you need.
And then the next one is, starve yourself. And your mother makes your favorite. This one actually worked. The results were shocking.
I can't eat. I'd rather skip school than eat now.
When your mother makes your favorite breakfast and she puts it on the table and you have like waffles covered in syrup.
Or
some gash. And you're looking at the plate.
You're like, where's this all coming from? We were fine yesterday.
It was Sunday yesterday. Oh. And you've been running around and going crazy. And today, the Monday morning, you're like, woo!
You should be feeling great.
we were running
around yesterday.
And it feels so good. Act lethargic and like just randomly start fainting. There was one kid. It was so dramatic. His first day of school, and his mom takes him to school, and he's starting grade one, right? And his mom takes him, and out of the car, he just collapses. Like, it was the funniest thing. So obviously his mother's like panicky. She like puts him in the car, and she rushes him to the doctor. The doctor's like, there's nothing wrong with your son.
No, you can't do that. Parents.
That's the funniest thing.
If your child, is under the age of 13 and something goes on, tickle them. If they laugh, you know it's fine.
And this little boy just fainted.
Okay,
you were so dramatic, like out of the car. He just like, luckily he had his bag on his back because he felt like back. He's like,
wake up.
He was like acting so lethargic and you think, wow.
Okay, wake up.
To go to school.
I can't wake up. Well, go on, Jesus. Tell him what you need.
Tell him what you need. I don't remember you being like, I remember you loving school. You were like the sweetest child.
I didn't love school.
Yeah, but you were just, you know.
Most of the time it doesn't matter.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you don't even have a reason to feel sick anyway. Because you were home, you could start when you wanted to, you're like, not today, maybe in the next 5 hours I'll start.
School was a bumpy road, let me leave it at that.
Really?
Yeah.
At least you never had like bullies.
I had to tell him what I need.
Like, people that picked on you and stuff, and like, oh, Israel, you know, you think you're so pretty, Israel. Yeah, kids like that.
That's not what I did, I was, my mouth.
people that pick on you. I think there's a lot of benefits to homeschooling.
You had people picking on you, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. In primary school, it was a real rough time for me. I was always picked on.
Yeah, my early years of high school was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you weren't there.
Why didn't you ever tell me I was going to go and practice?
There's no point.
There! I'm picking on him! Kasesh! Silence is never the answer, by the way.
I'll just go home and call on Jesus.
Tell him what you need.
Anyway, we're out of time. We need to take a break.
There's no breaks in the show. We love what we do. We never take breaks. We just keep pushing forward, Fadi.
Okay, play the song then.
Our next song is Walk on
Waves. Tell him what
you need. Also, tell him what you need. Walk on Waves by Ashton and Leslie.
Okay. Let's go.
What is active worship?
What?
Hello, Active FM. My name is Ria Betsumilau, and I am part of Active Worship. Active Worship is a group of kingdom builders who use their instruments and vocals as another means to glorify God, and have recorded thus far 12 great albums. And I am so privileged and honored to be part of the team. I get to sing backup, I write songs and lead worship, and it's just been an overall blessing to me. So yeah, I'm very grateful for Active Worship.
Well, I think it's time for you to go and listen.
Welcome, Black. We are Black in Action. And you know, recording Black to Black.
Are you wearing black?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we do it, y'all.
Keep it schwan.
If you just tune into us, with us, you would actually have been good vibes. We have Ezra and Darren. Oh, yeah. And today our topic is January. The worries of January. Back to school, back to life.
I want
to
tell you what I mean.
Just tell him what you need. So, before we had our awesome track, we just went over some ridiculously funny and quite weird school ideas to stay at home. You know, kids, you know, they love holidays. You know, they don't see the need of going back. Some of them starting school for the first time, it's all emotional, like, oh my gosh, my baby is growing up. And, you know, you're just getting this separation anxiety. You know, your heart is pumping.
If you love something, let it go.
If you love something, let it go. So, in this last few minutes that we have with our fans, we're just going to give you some good tips on how to save some cash so that January is not like the worst moment of
number one, buy brown bread.
No.
You know, number two, drink tap water.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Number three,
we should switch to that. Mm-hmm.
Share box.
No. Oh,
number
don't
four,
do
don't use electricity. Number five.
I love like the army. No, please don't. Just
number five, go hunt for your own food.
Okay.
Do something dangerously taken by
it. Saving money so
the Lord has provided.
Saving money so it doesn't become difficult for you in January. So the first tip is have a money jar in your house. This one's a really good idea.
A swear jar.
No, you don't have to swear to have the money jar. Just randomly, like when you have change in your purse or in your wallet, just drop it in there, like $5,000, or if you have $2 in your purse, drop it in
the... That never works.
What?
That never works.
It works for some people.
On Christmas Day, it'll be like, yeah, kids, go buy whatever you want.
No! They have the discipline of saving. You should put January on the jar, so that you save that money for January. And then when you count all the cents and all the rands, I'll be like, what? I actually made it. Then you go to the bank exchange for some notes, make it rain, buddy.
Did you get 2 10 rands? What happened to all the other money?
You have to start the jar in the beginning of the year, at least.
You can tell me what you need.
So when you have extra change in your bag, a woman always has change in her bag. Throw your bag out from time to time. You could pay your rent, most probably.
Yeah?
Could be, yeah. If you throw your purse out, you'll be surprised how much change I found in my purse. You could just randomly just throw
money. That's your rent.
You just randomly
that's
throw.
That's enough for a chappy. That's for some bubblegum tops.
Throw body in there. So just check out how much money
you
have.
You need
okay? And then just keep note of what you spend on. Obviously, if you're not a budgetful person, you need to start budgeting. It's awesome. Budget and keep the slips and know what you're buying. If it's not in your budget for that month, then don't buy it. Discipline, people. Discipline for January. If you see that beautiful jeans and you're like, oh, I need those jeans. Then and you actually bought one last week, you do not need those jeans.
If you buy those jeans, your jar will be empty. Like, what are we going to do for January? Your father's going to go, oh, no, Jesus.
Take those jeans back that you weren't supposed to buy. Right? And then just keep note, keep track of what you're buying. And also, don't go over your budget. That's why it's called a budget. work out your salary in a good way where you can save money. So when you actually need it, then just don't
tell me what you need.
And then we also have look for a cheaper alternative. Just because there's a cheaper alternative does not mean that you are broke or that you are cheap.
Watch, connect the aerial and stop paying for DSTV.
Not in that kind of form. Rather just don't pay for cable.
Stop
paying cable and pay your Wi-Fi instead. And just
don't pay Wi-Fi.
Pay your Wi-Fi.
Go to the library. Pay Wi-Fi is free.
We're not saying love like a homeless person. We're just talking about cutting down.
What you need.
Just by cutting down on a few things. And just because you have a cheap alternative, like I said, does not mean that you are cheap and that you are broke. But it also means that you are money-wise. And, you know, you're spending on a good...
It just means that you know what you need.
You know what you need. If you can walk. Stop walking to a certain place instead of driving. Save some money on gas so that you don't have to. You know, that friend phones you all the time. Hey, I need a ride. She never pays gas. Girl, you gotta stop putting that money on the table. Or else I'm just taking you out. Not that week. You know, times are tough. And you always have those friends that just don't contribute to the luxury luxurious life. They don't contribute to the luxurious life that they want to live with you. Those people need to go. And find the cheap alternative. Like if you have beauty products, there's so many cool ideas on YouTube, so many awesome videos with home remedies that you can make for your face. And some of them are actually more effective than the products that you buy. We really need to start recording my video so people can see what you look like. So, if get a cheap alternative on beauty products. If you have a gym membership, start gymming at home. It's so cool. We do that. It's awesome. There's so many awesome videos on YouTube, so many fitness advice that you can get, and you can just do it from your home. Yeah, sometimes gymming in the gym is motivational because there's people around you and the music is pumping. You're like, yeah, let's go! And you're thrusting in the gym.
Stop thrusting in the gym.
Start gymming at home. All that money you pay monthly, you can actually go to a second-hand store and buy yourself some weights and gym equipment and start gymming at home. You can save lots of money. You can gym whenever you want to. You don't have to rush. You just have to go to the gym. You can just do it from your home, girl. Hey. If you eat out a lot, cut down on takeouts.
Eat a sandwich.
Cooking from your home is so much more effective and so much cheaper. And also the grocery list will be...
Except for in America.
Not actually. I think food stamps and stuff. That is so cool. I wish we had food stamps.
We can't afford food stamps.
We can't afford food stamps. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our show once again on a Monday.
Unfortunately, this is the last show ever, guys.
He's lying.
We had a good run.
He's lying. This is our last show.
Thank you so much for your support.
We will never leave
Just like everything good, all good things must come to an end.
Our fans need us. They know they need us. They know they love us.
Even Jesus was only here for 33 years. You need to know when to close the book.
Our book will stay open. Trust us. Before we go, we're going to love and leave you with our social media platforms. You can get us on Instagram, @actagriffin7. Also on Facebook, / we had a stuttering moment there. /actagriffin7. You can send us awesome tweets @actagriffin. Sorry, our website is www.actagriffin.co.za. All our awesome Jack to be playing that you love. You can get on iTunes Podcast. We're also on Google Podcast. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Gab, and Pillar. You can also send us an awesome WhatsApp on 084-505-1166. Connect with us. Talk to us. We would love to hear from you. And obviously, we'll connect back with you.
This dog is leaking lotion off my
face. That's the way of starting the new year. We're going to love and leave you with another awesome track by Matthew Parker. Sorry, I just had a slow moment there.
What's the song's name?
Stay Forever.
Stay Forever.
Yeah, let's stay forever. Stay Forever.
Oh, tell me what you need.
Have an awesome week. We love you guys.
will.